Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's check in with our contestant. It's Andrea making her way to Tumwater this morning. Andrea, are you there?
I'm here.
Happy Friday. And Steve, why don't you get out of here?
All right, bye-bye.
For those... Cheat sheet? Andrea, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday?
Slacker. No, I got home before it came on.
Wow.
That's okay.
For those playing at home, Andrea, who has no cheat sheet, will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
If you mix all the colors of the rainbow, what color will you get?
Brown?
Yes. The Red Hot Chili Peppers album Stadium Arcadium turns 19 today. So what year was it released?
Oh, gosh. 2010?
No.
No. 2006?
Yes. Providence is the capital of which U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
Correct. How many dice are used by each player in backgammon?
4, 5, 6?
No. What animal sits atop rugby's Calcutta Cup?
A lion.
No.
A tiger.
No.
A giraffe.
No. What is the national dance of Argentina?
Pass.
What famous rapper's real name is Christopher Wallace?
Famous who?
Rapper.
Christopher Wallace. Pass.
In 1967, who became the first pro quarterback to pass for over 4,000 yards?
Oh, pass.
With that, Andrea, you got 3 correct.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'll just say maybe check out the cheat sheet. You can, even if you're already home, you can get the Odyssey app. You can listen that way.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up. Steve, welcome back to the room. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. If you mix all the colors of the rainbow, what color will you get?
Brown.
Yes. The Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium turns 19 today. So what year was it released?
I don't like that record. But that doesn't matter for this question. I'm going to say 2006.
Yes. Providence is the capital of what U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
It is. How many dice are used by each player in backgammon?
3.
No.
5.
No.
2.
Yes. What animal sits atop rugby's Calcutta Cup?
I don't know, a mouse?
No.
An elephant?
Yes. What is the national dance of Argentina?
The lambada.
No.
Salsa?
No.
Crunking?
No. What famous rapper's real name is Christopher Wallace?
Is that Notorious B.I.G.?
It is.
Yeah.
In 1967, who became the first pro quarterback to pass for over 4,000 yards?
67? Joe Namath.
Yes. Which Italian city is said to be the birthplace of modern gelato?
Venice.
No.
Sicily.
No.
Vatican City.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct. And guess what? Oh. That was enough. You won. 7-3.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andrea.
Big win.
Good game.
You too.
The national dance of Argentina. If you were to put a rose in your mouth.
That's not. Oh, lambada? I don't know.
The tango.
The tango.
The tango.
And I watched So You Think You Could Dance. I never was a fan of that dance.
Oh, man.
The tango?
Yeah.
It's very sexual.
I like it when they're like trying like street dancing, like crunking and things like that.
The Italian city that was said to be the birthplace of modern gelato is Florence.
Florence.
But congratulations, you still managed to win. And folks, you can get the new I Beat Mig shirt in the Rock Shop. I got to wear mine earlier this week. I love it. It looks just like you if you were a character in Dog Man.
Which makes my daughter very happy.
Head to KISW.com to get your I Beat Mig shirt. With Mother's Day rapidly approaching this Sunday, all week long we've been chatting with our moms, and we ended up learning some very interesting new information about each other.
Absolutely.
So now we want to try to put our rockaholics to the test. And we've got a Hand and Stone massage gift card on the line. So you could gift that to mom, you could gift it to your significant other. We decided to grab one fact that each of our moms spit to see if our rockaholics were paying attention.
I don't want to picture my mom spitting facts.
So Tanner from Tacoma is going to play the game. Good morning, Tanner.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great.
Do you already have plans for Mother's Day?
I do, yes. I have a brunch planned, yes.
Are you going to drink a manmosa?
Maybe a few.
So earlier this week, Tanner, we talked to my mom. And she shared a little story about what I wanted to be when I grew up. Was it A, a nurse, B, a dancer, or C, a dolphin trainer?
A dolphin. Let's go with C, a dolphin trainer.
Well, let's check with the audio. So what crazy thing did Taryn want to be when she was growing up?
Oh, without a doubt, it was a dolphin trainer.
Yeah.
What?
She wanted to be a dolphin trainer, yes.
For real?
Big dream. Big dream. I think she's still holding on to that, actually.
There you go. You got that one right.
There's still time. I might go back to school for that. Way to go, Tanner. All right. Then we talked to Miggs's mom. We learned that Miggs and his brother used to dress up and wrestle each other. What did they
Shocking,
use?
Shocking, right?
What did they use for their wrestling wardrobe? Was it A, mom's yoga pants, B, spandex biker shorts, or C, tidy whities?
I'm going to go with tidy whities.
Let's check with the tape. Do you remember when Greg and I would sometimes put on spandex and pretend to wrestle each other?
Yeah. Yes.
We convinced mom to buy us biker shorts. And then we would put them on when you weren't home, and we would both put them on and be wrestlers, and we'd beat each other up.
Yep. You just loved wrestling as well.
I think Greg just loved beating me up. I don't even think he liked wrestling.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Wrong. All right, so you got that one wrong.
All right.
We got one more for you, Tanner.
One more shot here, Tanner. When we chatted with Danny's mom this week, we asked her all about our boy Danny V back when he was in high school. Did she say that he was A, big into Star Wars, B, a loner, or C, a player?
What was A?
Big into Star Wars.
Oh. Let's go with B.
B, a loner. Wow. Let's check the tape.
Some of the girls that used to follow him around and stuff.
Groupies?
Leave chalkboard messages on the sidewalk and stuff.
What would they write?
Oh, they loved him. He was very good looking. They wanted to go out with him.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was your son a player?
I would say yes.
Tanner, you got that one wrong. But here's the funny part. We weren't really saying you had to get a bunch right or a bunch wrong. You just win the tickets or win the hand and toe massage for your mom or your significant other.
Awesome. Right on.
Thanks for playing along, Tanner. Yeah, I hope you guys have a fun brunch on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day.
Right on. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Tanner.
Someone just texted and said, Biggs, the thought of you wearing your mom's yoga pants made me very nauseous this morning.
Super uncomfortable feeling.
In all fairness, we did not do that.
Did you guys make belts?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about the belts.
Well, if you really want to know, I convinced my mom to take us to a Joann's fabric. May rest in peace, Joann's. But like one of those kind of places that had a bunch of different fabrics and get like some fake leather. And I would cut it in the shape of a belt. But then, of course, I needed the hardware, gold. I couldn't afford gold. So I would take those the disposable pans, like the tin pans.
Yeah.
You know, a little harder than aluminum foil. Cut it. Super glue it to the leather. And that would be our championship titles.
I mean, I feel like it was destiny that you would end up sewing your own stuff. I mean, you're a pretty good, what do we call it, a tailor. You're not a tailor. Seamstress,
I'm a tailor. I don't think I'm a pretty good tailor. I'm a red rotten tailor, but I'm better than my wife.
You're better than me.
Yeah, I'm better than, I'm at least willing to try.
So you wore biker shorts.
Yes.
Handmade belts.
Yes.
And who typically was the verified champion at that time in life?
There was no such thing as a verified. Why are you asking me these questions? You really don't want to know the answer. You're just trying to shame me. I know what you're trying to do. I'm on to you, Dolphin Trainer.
Trying to get to know you better, Steve.
Awesome. That is freaking fantastic.
So was it, typically were you the one winning?
No.
Greg was the only one?
It wasn't predetermined. My brother would just beat my ass all the stinking time.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Utah Hockey Club now has an official name. They are the Utah Mammoths. So many already have been voicing their opinions all about it. So let's go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Utah Hockey Club now has a permanent name. They're calling him the Utah Mammoth. It was just revealed, this new identity for the NHL franchise after a 13-month voting process, more than 850,000 votes.
It only took them a season and a half almost to be able to figure this all out. I do like the logo. I don't hate the name. I think it looks pretty cool.
I do too. And this is the owner of the team, Ryan Smith, who's also the owner of the Utah Jazz, talking with the Pat McAfee Show about the logo design.
No, I think if you look at the state turned sideways, and then the mountains are obviously, you know, if you look at all the new Jazz jerseys, I mean, all four of our jerseys have the similar feel with the note and the mountains on it.
I think that is cool how the mountains are intertwined in there. And the tusk makes the U as well for Utah.
It's very clever.
It's pretty cool.
So that's a cool collab. And then the blue.
Also, this is the owner of the Utah Jazz and also of the Mammoth. How old do you think he is? Because I don't think you've seen the video.
58.
58. Danny, what are you thinking?
42.
Danny's pretty close. Dude, 47 years old, and this dude owns... I mean, it's because he was like a tech guy with his dad and his brother, but they made a bunch of freaking money, and now he owns two sports franchises. And you'll realize how he seems like a young owner based on this next part.
So that's a cool collab.
Collab.
And then the blue actually carries over to the NBA team, but they're also unique as well. So I think it's a pretty strong mark. It looks pretty dope on the jerseys. Like, it's it's pretty powerful.
Also, he's rocking a baseball cap, a snapback backwards. I'm just like, at first, when I'm like, who are they talking to? Is this the son of the owner? It's like, well, kind of, sort of, but he's the owner.
That's the guy.
This is crazy.
Many people have opinions about the name and the logo, so let's go straight to the comments.
And we figured, who better to read these comments than the great Dave Chappelle.
Oh, perfect.
I think Dave Chappelle spent some time in Utah at some point.
Sure.
So yeah, we'll go with that, right? So we have Robot Dave Chappelle reading the comments from some fans about the new logo and also the new name of the team. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Utah had a chance to be the Outlaws, a name that immediately references a quick draw snapshot with precision accuracy, and decided on a slow, lumbering, prehistoric elephant. So they had to play a year without a permanent name, only to come up with this? Who's running this dumpster fire?
Okay.
That's very...
When you put it that way, I kind of like it even more that they have a slow, lumbering elephant as their mascot.
Right, like, I'm not messing with a mammoth. Are you kidding me?
And to be honest, I mean, some people were saying it sounds like a CFL team name. I'm like, okay. I mean, I think, but I also like the Kraken. I don't think I would have liked the Outlaws.
No.
That sounds like a beer league team.
It does. It doesn't even really sound like a hockey team.
No, we're the Outlaws. Mm. Although, I guess there's a Colorado Mammoth. I'm not sure. It's not a pro team, but there's a team there, and their slogan is Tusks Up. And now the Utah Mammoth are using that as like their hashtag, and some people are pissed about that.
Do you think that there's going to be a lawsuit, Steve?
I don't know about that. I mean, if they were able to get the rights to it, then that's bad on Colorado. Is it what team?
It's a lacrosse team.
Lacrosse team. Mm. All right,
you guys big lacrosse fans?
No. I mean, I played it, but no. You're ready for the next comment?
Yeah.
Did they ask ChatGPT to design the logo?
Okay. I think the logo's really good.
It is dope.
I think maybe if you look at it quickly, you might not understand. Like, there's like some cool like Easter eggs in that logo.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pretty all right.
F***ing lame. I'm a lifelong Utah Hockey Club fan. Am disappointed that they just turned their back on our history with this name change. Hockey Club for life.
Okay. Lifelong Utah fan. It's been 1 year. I love that. I love the sarcasm in that one.
For sure.
That's a terrible name. LOL.
LOL.
Thanks, Dave Chappelle.
So they are collectively one mammoth?
Yeah. I think the owner even said that was actually the meaning behind it. They didn't want to be the mammoths, which would be kind of hard to say.
Mammoths.
But also, I think that they like the vibe of it being like one thing.
Yeah.
They're one team.
I like it.
Better than Utah Hockey Club. Could be worse. They could have named them something really stupid like the Kraken.
Okay, now we've gone too far, Dave Chappelle.
Take it back.
That logo looks like it was designed by the same people who did the Seattle Kraken logo.
Whoa, back down.
Well, is that a negative or a positive? It's on how you interpret it, guys. I'm interpreting it like, yeah, it's as awesome as the Seattle Kraken logo.
Yeah, welcome to it.
I like both of them.
I do, too. I think that logo is going to look so dope on jerseys. I'm very excited to see it in the wild.
And I like the side, like the sleeve logo or like the alternate logo. It's like the Utah, it's the state. And then they have like just says Utah, kind of a nod to what they were using right now where it just said Utah for Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also like their color scheme because they have black jerseys, but that's just me.
Poor Steve. He just can't get a Seattle team to do black jerseys.
I know. I was all excited about the professional women's hockey team. I'm like, maybe they'll give us a black jersey. No, they're going green and cream, which I don't mind, but I would have rather black and cream.
Black and cream. That's a Steve Miggs uniform.
Sounds like a Wiz Khalifa song.
Black and cream.
Sorry. The Daily Migs Show.
There's a well-known celebrity that was once offered $150,000. This offer was to judge a couple having sex. So did he take the money?
Did Danny take the money?
We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters. We know that many of you are just waking up. You're trying to make sense of everything that's happening in the world and pop culture, and there's so much going on that we've just got to pitch in and help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A very well-known celebrity was once offered $150,000 to judge a couple having sex. So did he take the money and watch? You're going to hear from him in just a couple minutes, but first we have a new pope. His name is Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost.
And he's not the guy that's doing the judging.
No, yeah, no, he's not the guy.
That would be very, not biblical of him.
His new name is Pope Leo XIV, and he is the first American-born pope. We know he's from the Chicago area.
Yep.
We know he loves the White Sox.
What is he called? The Deep Disciple.
Deep Dish Disciple.
That's so funny.
Earlier, we heard from his brother, John, and his older brother, Louis, was talking to Fox 4 in Florida about his reaction when baby brother was named the new pope.
Is it too unreal? I haven't had time to think about it yet because this is what it's been since it was announced.
Oh, that was the original one. Here's the older brother.
Shock and awe. It was like, you know, we heard him read the name, so we knew it was coming. And then to see him, it all hit home and became real. And it was like, oh, that's Rob. Oh, my God. You know, yay, Rob. We used to tease him about being pope because he was always had that holy way about him, and it's like, you know, the neighbor.
So he was a goody two shoes, is what he's basically
apparently
saying. Yeah,
you know, the neighbors on the street we grew up with, a lot of them used to say, "You're going to grow up to be Pope one day, Robert." And we're like, "Oh yeah, right." You know, our brother Pope. Nah.
I can say that there's no person in my life that I've ever thought you're going to grow up and be the Pope someday.
Oh, the neighbor girls would always call me, oh, it's dope, not Pope. My bad. Oopsies.
This brother did share something that he is absolutely not excited about when it comes to his brother being the new Pope.
That's probably the worst thing about it is I'm standing here all day. I've been like, I wonder if we'll ever get to actually see him again and be with him and shake his hand and hug him. Yeah, I'm the Pope's brother, but it's hard to get in to see the Pope.
I didn't think about that, and even his other brother talked about that as well. He's like, I'm going to Rome. I still don't even know if I'm going to be able to see my brother. I'm like, he's the Pope. Like, who's going to tell him you can't hang out with your brother?
He's got a lot of people to address now, Steve.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the Pope. He should be able to shut everything down and be like, yo, my brother's coming to town. I want to go to, you know, Whataburger and hang out with him. I don't know, is there a Whataburger in Rome?
I was also very curious. Like, I'm like, does the Pope get, like, a salary? What happens? Do you know?
I was an altar boy. We got $20 sometimes for weddings. That's as good as it got.
They don't get paid anything. They just get access to everything that they need. So everything is covered for them, but they don't actually like get a salary. But they say that all the benefits, I guess, of being the Pope it nets at about $16 million is like the value.
Well, yeah, I mean, the endorsement deal. I know he's already got to sign the deal with Nike for Air Popes.
No.
I would buy those, actually. And if I worked at like a Jimmy John's and the Pope walked in, I'm floating them a free sub.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like, hey, man, can we forget that happened last night? I'll give you a free sub. Is that cool?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about a celebrity that was once offered a bunch of money just so that he can judge somebody in their sexual activities.
Oh,
and this
boy
happened to Simon Cowell. Yes, the judge from American Idol. Somebody went up to him. He was doing a podcast, which is How to Fail with Elizabeth Day, and they talked about how a couple came up to him at a restaurant and made this proposal.
I was in a restaurant, and this guy comes up to me, and he said, I love your show. Thank you very much. Would you take a picture? Sure. This is my wife. Nice to meet you. Would you judge us having sex? I'm like, are you winding me up? They went,
would you do it?
For $150,000, yeah. Absolutely.
I would too. I would even fan you, wipe your head if you need some, like,
glass
of
water.
Yeah, I'll have towels for you guys. Give me all the money.
We'll pay you. Well, how much? And it actually was a lot of money. I thought, do I? No, I just can't do it.
It was 150 grand.
It was 150 grand, yeah.
We found your moral scruple. That's what you said no to. You said,
yeah.
he wants to judge my wife and I in the bedroom, and he had this to say.
I really, really, really hated that.
It's very mean of him.
We are sending some major good thoughts out to Brad Arnold, the lead singer of Three Doors Down. It was just shared this week that he has stage 4 kidney cancer, and it spread to his lungs. Brad shared a video and shared exactly what's been going on.
It's stage 4, and that's not real good. But you know what? We serve a mighty God. He can overcome anything. So I have no fear. I really sincerely am not scared of it at all. Forces to cancel our tour this summer, and we're sorry for that. And
I like he's apologizing. Like anyone's going to be upset about this. Like, man, just take care of yourself.
For sure.
We're sorry for that. And I'd love for you to lift me up in prayer every chance you get. And I think it's time for me to maybe go listen to my time a little bit, right? Thank you guys so much.
Some of the dates that they canceled were them opening up for Creed.
The Creed show,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Now Creed is actually going to play 2 sets. No, I'm just kidding. I made that up.
You got me excited about that. I was like, at least there's a silver lining in an awful, awful story.
Danny gets to see double Creed.
And like he talks about his faith and stuff. And that's like one of those things where I always like say like about faith to me is like whether or not you believe or not. It's like for someone like him, that's going to be able to help him, you know, deal with what is not a good sentence. Like that stage 4 is not good.
No.
And if that could keep him in good spirits and just have like some form of hope, I think that's when religion is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
And the song he was talking about, I love though he was able to get a little plug in for one of his songs. Do you remember this song? The lyrics definitely hit different now when he's talking about what he's going through and you're just like, and I saw a lot of people on like YouTube when I went to find the song. I'm just like, everyone's like, I'm here because of what Brad just said. I'm here because of what just Brad, and everyone's just showing nothing but love. We should play that song.
We should absolutely play
that song.
Show some
love for Brad because that is just, I mean, I hope good news will come along the way, but that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, sending lots of love out to him and his family, his friends, his fans, everyone. That's just a brutal situation.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Quick show of hands. Who wants to try to beat Migs this morning? Oh, you're going to beat yourself?
Daniel.
Oh, it's a family show, Steve. It's a family
we
show.
We just talked about the Pope.
Say a couple Hail Marys there, Steve. He has a record of 144 wins, 55 losses, and 36 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.